I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Disaster recovery isn't quick, especially when you consider the emotional scars left behind. So where's Japan 7 years after the triple disaster? And how can we continue to pray? Plus, for some children in Russia, summer camp is the only chance they'll have to be introduced to Christ. Problem is, they can't afford it. So what then? That story in a moment. But first, Sunday is the 7th anniversary of the triple disaster in Japan. Asian Access's Takeshi Takazawa shares.
Many of you remember the earthquake, number one, second tsunami, and thirdly, the nuclear power plant explosion. Most of the area damaged through tsunami and then earthquake, if you go there today, you cannot see the devastated stage that we could see in the first 5 years. Now it's been pretty much recovered.
Although the land is healed, many people are still hurting. Japan News says unattended deaths of those who lost everything in those disasters have also increased. But Asian Access is encouraging people in the name of Christ.
The triple disaster crisis revealed the crisis and the challenge and the needs and the spiritual death real to the church. So we responded tangibly in a good way to the community where there wasn't any church. So people could see the church and the love of Jesus Christ in a tangible way. That's the main drive behind the responses.
And yet 99% of the people in Japan still don't know Jesus. Would you pray for continued healing and unity in the church? In a related story, last month we discussed how first responders often struggle with things like PTSD, depression, and addiction. Warriors Set Free of Set Free Ministries helps veterans work through these same issues, but they want to be able to help first responders too. On April 28, Warriors Set Free is teaming up with Sheepdog Seminars for the first ever Sheepdog Spirit Seminar. Steve Prince of Warriors Set Free says,
"We're going to talk about the best tools, both practical that anybody can use, as well as the spiritual aspect of using faith and using scripture and forgiveness and finding truth and dispelling lies to help process those kinds of events."
The seminar will be held in West Michigan, and the goal is to make first responders aware that there is help and they're not alone.
Think in your own life about the times you've had interactions with the police, and they're all bad days. They're some of your worst days. And for those police officers, that's every day. That's every hour. That's especially if they're out on the road. It's bad event after bad event after bad event. And you can't carry that without it affecting you spiritually.
Even if you don't feel this seminar's for you, would you spread the word? And finally, Slavic Gospel Association's already prepping for its summer camp ministries in Russia and Central Asia. SGA's Eric Mock explains.
Through these summer camps, a great number of these kids are hearing the gospel for the first time, and by God's grace, many of them are coming to faith. And so the summer camp ministry in all its different forms, which changes by geography and economic situation, these have become one of the primary tools, along with mercy ministry, in reaching people that you couldn't reach any other way.
Did you know that $41 sends one child to camp?
We desire to help all these kids go, but what we've been providing is far short of the requests that come. And it breaks my heart as a pastor and as a missionary to think that there's a child in one of these villages who has never heard the gospel, and there's a way to get that child to a camp to hear the gospel, to make them a part of outreach, and they aren't going because of the amount of money it would take to order a large pizza. A couple large pizzas, and do we feel comfortable that these children aren't hearing the gospel?
Would you consider sending one kid to camp this summer? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The persecution of Christians seems to be increasing everywhere, but so is hope. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? Highlights the stories of 8 Christians who faced incredible hardship because of their faith. You'll find valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.